Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Twitter is back in the hot seat. They recently blocked a New York Post story featuring emails implicating Joe Biden for using his political office for financial benefit. Now Twitter suspended U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan's account for tweeting about the success of the southern border wall. Twitter said that the Customs and Border Protection Commissioner's tweet promoted violence against, threatened, or harassed other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, or national origin. Interestingly, Twitter has permitted tweets that deny the Holocaust. In a committee hearing, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas compared Twitter to a Democratic super PAC. As a public media platform, Twitter's obligated to be nonpartisan, but their recent actions prove otherwise.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.